ATKGO. That opens my. At home. I'm safe, I won.
We are eating more, Chest. We are eating more. Eating more.
WAMW listing, statewide one.
R testing. KR EMR testing. Grand Rapids, statewide one. Talk group one.
Hey, good afternoon. Sorry I missed who was there. Sorry the volume turned down. This is Mike, WAMW Mobile and Lowell. The station there that was into statewide one. How copy? WAMW Mobile Lowell. Nothing heard. W8MW mobile listing statewide one.
W8MW N8GMZ. You're coming in fine. Other stations not.
Yeah, totally understand. I was thinking it might be the call of a gentleman I've been helping over email. And unfortunately now I'm mobile. And he had said he hadn't been able to make any contact with anybody on statewide one, but he was clear. But I wonder if he's got some kind of a receive filter, receive talk group, something going on that we need to look at. So, but I appreciate that. I'm only about a stone's throw from the tower, so I kind of hoped I was all right.
I'm about half mile away from Grand Haven. I'm in my basement on a handheld, though, but I'm pushing 8 watts, so I've made it in pretty good. Before, no reason to think I'm not making it any good now. Good to hear you on here, Mike. I know you're a busy guy, but good to hear you on here. NHGMZ.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there. I heard you were about a half mile. That's about all I got out of that.
Yeah, I don't know if you're losing it or I'm losing it. Let me get to a better spot.
Yeah, no problem. I can see the tower, so I hope it's not me. I got a pretty big radio problem if it's on my end.
Oh, yeah, it's probably on my end. I was saying I was in the basement on a handheld, but I've made it in good before. Doesn't mean I was making it in good now. I climbed out of the basement, though, so I should be a lot better.
Yeah, you bet. You're rock solid now. All good.
All right, yeah, good to know. Yeah, asking a lot to make it in on a handheld from the basement. But, yeah, you're sounding good. I got to get going. I got a board meeting at 3. I got some stuff I got to do before that. So I'm going to back on out of here, but I'll keep the radio on. Good talking to you, Mike. W8MW from NAGMZ.
Yeah, very good. Sounds good. I'll let you get going. Thanks for letting me know I was in there. Good. I'll keep trying to work with this station that's having some struggles. See if we can get to the bottom of the problem. It's starting to make a little more sense if the receiver's not functioning on his side. So, thank you. W8MW mobile.
K8MWN on statewide one.
Well, I'm sorry. I missed the call sign. My phone rang at the same time, but I heard somebody else in state one. Was it a KDA call? Name on this end is Mike. W8MW Mike Mobile and Wall.
It's Kilo Echo 8 Mike Whiskey November. I'm pretty sure I recognize your call. I work with KCADLQ.
No, yeah, very good. I was... That reminds me, I owe Paul a follow-up for a question he asked me, so very good. Well, you're making the repeater very well there. Well, I'm sorry, I missed your name.
The name is Ben, Bravo Echo November. I'm out in Hampton Township. I'm probably now more than about 3 miles, 3.5 miles from the Bay City site, by the way the crow flies.
KCKJO.
Well, very good, Ben. I've heard your name mentioned, so very good. Nice to meet you. I think there was another station in there. Who was the other station? Go ahead, W8MW.
Steve and Walker, or Steve and Walker.
Hi, Steve. You made it. I think you and I have been chatting on email. Is that right? You've got Mike and Ben on this end. Go ahead, Steve. Take it away. W8MW Mobile Wall.
Yeah, I think the trick was to change the mode or something to repeater. Yeah, I was looking at that Brainmeister site where it shows the DMR 3.26 or whatever, and, you know, I could see that I was getting on there, you know, but and then I could see that you guys were talking on there, but I couldn't hear you. So I don't, you know, maybe I'm just in a bad spot or something. KR8MR.
Well, I'd say whatever you did was the right move. I was actually trying to call back to you. I thought I heard you in there, and I don't have any way to email you right now, but they're driving. But, yeah, you're making it good now. Go ahead, Ben. I'll turn it over to you, and you can flip it back to Steve.
Yeah, I just walked away from the laptop for a second, and I could kind of hear it from the other room there. Yeah, not a whole bunch. I know our server's working really nice, so nice work you did there. And, I don't know. And the other guy there, Steve, I think you said his name was, congrats to figuring out the issue, because there's so many settings in these radios on DMR, it's very easy to overlook the most minuscule thing. And so I'll turn it back to Mike. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November.
All right, then you turn it back to me. So, sounds good, Ben. Well, nice meeting you on the radio. Yes, we had a good time building out your server project there, and there's more to do yet, but I think this is working pretty doggone well. It's much improved over what was there. So, more to go. It's only going to get better. We have a few tweaks to make yet to make it even better. But back to you, Steve and Walker. I'm going to blow the call sign. I should know it by now based on your emails, but I'm going to miss it. Not a mobile, but I'm glad you made it in here. Go ahead, Steve. W8MW.
For helping me, Mike. Last name's Kramer, so my boss, who's not a ham, when I was working in Dayton, suggested this call sign, and I never thought to go out that far. KR, you know, there's a lot of KB, KC. As long as you do KR, and I realized, yeah, that's a valid one. So I'm using my last name kind of for the call sign. But in this C anytime, which is really horrible, but I know how to run it now pretty much. The only thing I don't know how to do yet is scan. I got to make a scan list or something. I haven't done that yet. I know where on the MI5 site does it say color code, but I guess it's like you said, it's always one unless it's some odd situation. And so I guess if nobody says what it is, then it must be color code one. But this is my first time on a DMR repeater. I've been using hotspots. But anyway, I don't know your name. Let's go around. KR8MR.
Go ahead, Ben.
All right. Yeah, this is Ben. I'm Kilo Echo 8 Mike Whiskey November, and the first name spelling is Bravo Echo November. I think the other guy didn't catch his call sign completely. I did catch Steve, and I think Kramer is the last name. I did have an Anytone 878. It was a quite nice working radio. But since I work at Motorola, I decided to upgrade to a 7550. And I traded my Anytone for a UHF P25 radio, so it's always fun when you got some extra stuff laying around. You can trade a little of this for that and not necessarily spend any money. So back to you, Steve. This is KE8MWN.
I think it's Mike's turn. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, no problem. And I'm getting a little ways from the repeater because I'm in my work vehicle today. I only got a little UHF, little teeny thick on this tire. But anyways, I'm glad you made it. I sent you an email about the color code scheme. They're on the repeater page. If you look in the frequencies for all the repeaters, the color codes are listed there because that's tied more to the RF side than to the talk groups. So everything OMI5, I think it all is talk group one, or is color code one. The only color code two machines I'm aware of are, we've got some machines, some brand nice machines around in Byron Center as well, and in Lowell, and a few other places in the state, and those we run color code two on. But that's a whole nother learning curve. If you played with hotspots, though, you'll probably understand that pretty well. So, but I'm just glad you made it here. You'll have to tell me on the next go around when I hand it over to you, if you're on Grand Rapids or Byron Center. I'm just mostly curious. I help maintain those machines, those repeaters. So, back to you, Steve. I believe you're up. WMW in the group.
Oh, okay. So I learned something there. I just assumed you all knew what repeater I was on, but I guess when they're all linked together, you don't really know. I guess you can tell if you look at some website or something. But I'm on the Grand Rapids statewide one repeater, and I could see my call sign, a page that you told me, you know, if you last heard Grandmeister DMR or something. I saw it on statewide one some. But I never saw it on statewide two. It makes me wonder if I got that thing set right or not. And I've never been on Byron Center yet either to try that out. But I guess if I just switch it to the Byron Center number one, I'd still be talking to you, right?
Yeah, that's correct. If you want to try while we're chatting here with Ben for a minute, you can flip over there, see if you can hear us. But statewide one, any of the MI5 machines is all linked together. So regardless of what machine you select, as long as you can hear it or hit it, you should all come out and it should be all exactly identical. Same with statewide two. But just statewide two obviously stays on statewide two, a different talk group is all. But same RF, same machines, repeat. So if you want to listen over on Byron Center, that thing's got as much coverage almost as downtown Grand Rapids, if not more, usually. It's a little bigger transmitter, actually. But I'll let you chat for a minute, Ben, if Steve's going to go see if he can hear us over on Byron Center.
Hey, Ben, I'm talking on Byron Center 1 right now, I think.
I guess it'll be kind of cool one day when I run across you at the same set of sites. I'm always at the one here on the east side and the occasional up north. So, yeah. And then another catchy feature, once he starts digging a little deeper into the radio, of course, would be the good old roam list feature. I really enjoy that one. Then you don't have to switch repeaters. It'll switch for you.
Yeah, do you know how that works on the Anytone, Ben? Did they reverse engineer the Motorola roaming protocol out of these XPRs? Or did they use the GPS and you put the coordinates of the repeater in? I know there was an early version, like the MD39 GPS, that did it by coordinates, but did they reverse engineer the roaming protocol?
Yeah, so in mine, you basically just take all the repeater pairs that aren't obviously the home repeater, and you just put the frequency in and do time slot one, and then you list the frequency again and set it for time slot two. It's basically very similar to the Motorola, but I think I think that Anytone's a little easier for the beginners. The Motorola is the way they jumble it around. If you don't know your way around it, you know, it can be a little tricky the first few times. So, but no, it's relatively easy on the Anytones, and there are several helpful videos on YouTube for it as well, which was how I ended up, you know, finding my starting point for it.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I have somewhere I have an 878 in my shack, but I've played with so many sticking radios at this point I can't keep track, but I can't. The Elenco DMR radio, the Fairfang DMR radio, the SL300. I've played with about everything. The only thing I haven't got my hands on is an R7, which is next on the list. Hopefully I've had one in Dayton. But back to you, Steve. How'd you make out on Byron Center? And feel free to try to transmit there if you want to. I think you'll make it from Walker on a handheld. WMW in the group.
Real quick transmission a little bit ago when I passed it on to Ben. And I kept watching And then only he, at the very beginning, dropped out because I have my radio kind of low in my lap or something. But so I'm watching the signal strength bars on here. The thing's got like a 5-bar indicator, and it's kind of moving around 2 and 3 and stuff when you're on Byron Center. But when I'm on Grand Rapids, it's 5 bars solid. Yeah. And but I love this stuff, man. You guys all sound really good. And you know, a lot of times on hotspots, when they start connecting stuff together from like this system to that system to some other system, you know, those guys, I really have a hard time. They just keep dropping out, and I got to change channels and change back again. You know, you can see they're still talking, but they're gone, and then they're back. And I don't know. The only ones that work are the ones that are where they don't do that kind of stuff. Anyway, you know, we just moved here. Actually, I'm a Cincinnati native, but we were in Greenville, South Carolina area for the last 11 years. And here I am in Walker now. We got a corner lot, and I want to put up a 6-band vertical that I had down south. I got a Cushcraft dual band I want to stick on the eaves. I got a discount. I like to listen to military UHF on an R7000.
Well, very good. Well, welcome to the area. Sounds like you're into a lot of fun stuff. Glad you found DMR. Ben, I'm going to turn it over to you. I am going to get right to the extent of this repeater with the work truck here in about 30 seconds. So I am going to turn it over to you and let you guys carry on because I'm going to drop it if I'm even making it now. So over to you, Ben, and Steve, great catching up with you here. Feel free to email me as you get acquainted with the area. If I can help you with anything, you let me know. I've been here my whole life, so WAMW, over to you, Ben.
All right, good stuff. Yeah, it's always good to hear a different voice on and, you know, help some new day folks out and find all the cool link repeater systems. So, I don't know if we lost him or if he just had his timeout timer set a little low and it quit transmitting. So, let's see if you're there again yet, Steve. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November. You'll have to try it again there. It was pretty garbled up. I was not able to make out anything.
I'm still here, Ben. Sorry, anymore.
Yeah, sorry about that, Steve. I'm still not catching it. It's only like you're getting in for a momentary second. I just kind of catch like a blip, and then I can see your radio ID on the screen as well for a brief moment.
Wow, I can't imagine what's happening. How do I sound? I mean, when it is working, how is it?
Well, I understood most of that. There was only a momentary hiccup there that time. Your sound is great when you're in, but not sure if you just got some obstruction there, some terrain around you that may be blocking your line of sight. I don't know if you're, like, downtown away from the repeater or what there. But, yeah, when it works, it works. Audio quality is great. You're not over-modulating or anything like that. Sounds pretty good otherwise.
I'm doing the best I can. I'm out on the back deck, up in the air a little bit, and
just temporary, I guess, for the most part when it does it, except for them a couple of times earlier when I couldn't make out anything, but sound good. It just every now and again, like a. About a second or two of it will just kind of, it's almost like completely drop out and you just kind of hear a little bit of artifacting in it and then you come back.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't aware of that. But I do have problems when with my hotspot when people have groups that are linked together. That's what I was trying to say before, KRAMR.
Okay. What kind of hotspot you got?
I paid too much for it. It's a BridgeCom. I let somebody just pass their line and talk me into this thing, and Oh my gosh. I wrote software for a living for about 40 years. I mean, doing that industrial controls and he was through all so many menus on the CPS stuff so quickly, I never really picked it up. So now that we're up here and I got time to look at it and understand better, how things work and how things don't work, really. CPS software is horrible. You can't scroll with your mouse. There's like three things you got to do just to get one channel set up, and it's just a real pain. I guess you know that. K.R. Namar.
Yeah, it can definitely have its challenges and odd quirks about it. My first one I bought was a Pi Zero W years back, and as I've progressed into things, I build my own hotspots now. So that part's the easy part. If you wrote programming software for a lot of years for a living, then downloading the image and using Balena Etcher to put it onto the micro SD card, that should probably be something you can do blindfolded from the sounds of it then, but I don't know, there's lots of cool stuff you can do with them. The one thing I did learn messing with my hotspots is, especially that Pi Zero W with that metal case around it, they do not like the Wi-Fi. I used to have issues with network loss and stuff like that, which obviously would cause, it to look like it was a high bit error rate. But ever since I had started plugging them into a network cable, they work pretty good. So, I don't know, we'll throw it back to you. This is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey, November.
This one, running pop, it's in a different now. It's got a fan and all. I use that digital software-defined radio, what I was mostly doing with the software-defined radio was picking up ADS-B stuff at 1,090 gigahertz and, for ADS-B exchange. It was.
Okay, that time was pretty rocky. I didn't catch most of it. I heard some ADS-B and AIS stuff.
I can't imagine what's different. I mean, I'm holding my mouth in the same position, and I'm just sitting in the same spot on the desk back here. And I mean, I should be able to about see where it happens.
Yeah, I wish I could put my finger on what it is. It just doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't sound like a bad signal to me. I don't know. Somebody out there on a different machine can hear it too to chime in, but I'm on my mobile now. You can probably see the different ID on the screen, and I'm sitting in here in the shack, but I'm just like literally, like I told Mike, I'm like 3.5 miles from the machine here in Bay City, so it's just a stone's throw from me. It's just kind of weird how it's hit and miss.
After I bought this,
I got you getting in there still. It's just hard to make you out. I was trying to maybe text somebody and see if they can see on the last herd, if they can see something that's not hitting it right on the other side, if there's maybe another simple setting that's causing it or something. I'm not really sure.
The thing on there, it's called repeater or simplex or whatever. And it's called the DMR mode, and there's like four selections, and there's like a third one called double dot, and then there's a fourth one. I don't have a clue what that is.
That part of it broke up. I heard you say something about there was four different options or something.
Yeah, when you look on Grandmaster thing, it shows last heard and time and all that, but it doesn't show the bit error rate. I'd love to see what that is.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to find. Because I know in the dashboards on the Pi Stars, that's exactly right. You can see, like, I think network loss and bit error rate percentage. So I'm trying to see here.
I know what the difference is between network loss and bit error rate. I know when you're talking about Ethernet, you can talk about some bit.
I'm just talking about, like, if you're on a Pi Star. I know from the sound of it, I think you said you're directly into a repeater, so that wouldn't be applicable there. The way all this stuff is set up is not with commercial internet linking it together. I don't think, not at most sites anyways. I just mean in general, if you're looking at a dashboard on a hotspot and you're talking in like that, it'll show you both.
The thing I have been having problem with all the talk groups like PGIF, it works fine. And if you're trying to buy in the same that they're on, then I can't hear it anymore. So I got forth and back to be able to work.
Yeah, I can see that his signal is right on the edge and bouncing around. So you got something going on. And earlier it looked like he had talker alias turned on there, Ben. So when you tried at 1414. So I don't know. Gotta make sure your talker alias is off, but it looks like it is. But now it looks like a signal issue. Keep it up, Stuka.
Okay, yeah, that's why I was asking, because I used to know how to look at some of that, and I don't remember the link to it, so I know you can see more like that than just, you know, like seeing the radio ID on the screen, but it's weird, because at times he's in there, and when he's in there, he's in it rock solid, and then all of a sudden it's, like, really artifacty, and I thought he said he was pretty close to the repeater, too, so... I don't know, I'm scratching my head, but there's a lot of settings in there that can be slightly askew that calls that. I don't know if he's on low power, high power, or what power, so K8MWN.
What does he mean by signal issue? Like either up to the repeater or perhaps the frequency that I'm on is drifting, or what's going on?
It sounds like he's saying that what he's seeing on the monitor, he can see that it's not hitting it real strong, the repeater, so maybe if you got another bump up in power, I don't know if you're on low or medium, high, or turbo power, as they call it on the Anytone, but maybe bump it up just a hair to the next one.
Was in there, he was on... he was on wall, so when he was in there, but yeah, I could see earlier when you tried, like I said, at 1414 there, Steve, looked like you had talker alias turned on, so that's one thing. You got to make sure that's turned off, and also make sure your firmware is up to date. I'm not sure if you're in for radio, but a couple of things to check on. Ben?
Yeah, I think I was keyed up for a couple of seconds there at the same time. My apologies on that. But he said earlier he's using an Anytone 878. So I was just trying to see if he was using low power, maybe bumping it up to medium or high or something like that, maybe push it out there a little stronger. And I didn't catch where he was geographically either. Wasn't sure if it was that he was closer to Byron Center or which machine he was closer to.
I'm closer to Grand Rapids, and I got 5 bars when you guys are talking on Grand Rapids, and Byron Center is like 2 bars or something, and that should be a little further away. But I'm in Walker, Michigan.
Okay, well, like I said, it's definitely a signal issue, so I don't know. And again, make sure your talker alias is turned off and your firmware is up to date on your radios, because some of them Chinese radios, the firmware, they got bugs in them, so you want to make sure that's up to date.
You want me to turn off talk release? What was that called?
Talker alias. Talker alias. You got to make sure that's turned off. It appears as though it is, but earlier, that 1414, when you keyed up, it was on, so it throws out goofy IDs, and it throws out a goofy talk group, so talker alias.
And there is a red T next to the antenna and the signal bars in the top left corner, and I'm pretty sure that when I program them, I try to select what's called turbo mode, which is greater than high, whatever that is, but it can't be more than about 6.
Yeah, it sounds like you dropped out. I don't have an any tone, so I run Motorola. But just a couple of things to check, and like I said, make sure your firmware is up to date and talker alias is turned off. KBSWR, go ahead, Ben.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, I just W8MW was on here earlier at first, and I think he's doing something work related, and so he's newer to the area and getting the machines programmed up, and not really sure like what else to. I mean, other than looking at the code plug, I used to have an Anytone 878, but I know there's a way to go into the menu without being hooked up to the CPS or anything, and you can go in there and turn the talker alias off.
All right, take care. I'll be. Probably listen. Keep it us up here.
It's a talker alias on the menu out here while I'm sitting here. Just have to go in the code.
Yeah, I think it's under the radio settings part of the menu there. So, it's been a long time since I've messed with that online. When I had originally set it up years ago before I traded it off, I went through there and turned all that stuff off. And now I don't even remember what all the icons mean on the screen, so I'm sitting here going through the Google here looking for all that again.
Rolling through them right now. It's under radio, there's voice and other functions and keypad.
And AGMZ info. K8RMR, NAGMZ. Hey, I've been on the side reading the mail here. I might have some info that helps you out. On my radio, when I put it in repeater mode, which is what you said you did, it puts it in digital plus analog mode, and it doesn't like to work at all. It keeps switching between digital and analog. I have to run it. I have analog digital. Fixed analog and fixed digital, and when I have it in fixed digital, repeater digital, it puts it in a digital plus analog mode, and it switches back between the two during the transmissions and reception. So maybe that'll help you out. Hey, GMZ, I got to get out of here. Good talking to you. I hope that helps.
It's always the thing you don't know, and I got four choices there. There's simplex, repeater mode, dual slot, and a fourth one I forget what it is.
Oh, yeah, I'm speaking specifically about my radio. It's a DM32, it has four different modes as well, and if I put it in the one for the repeater, on the screen it says Digi plus analog on it, and it has lots of issues with the hotspot. It has lots of issues getting into the repeater. I just leave it on digital, just straight digital on mine. I don't use the repeater mode at all. So hope that helps. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Anyways, I do have to run. Hope you get it figured out. NHGMZ, I'll be clear.
everything that I have. But I'm wondering if what's called simplex would work on here. That's where it was before.
Yeah, I haven't done one of them in quite a few years, because once I programmed mine up, I pretty much just left it as is. Give me a second here, though. I'm going to be sitting right here at the radio. I'm doing a little research, see if I can't help you out with it. Are you somewhere convenient, like where you're able to hook your computer up to it eventually, or at least open your laptop up and get the programming options up on the screen from the CPS?
Step inside, and I think I got it.
Okay, yeah, just, I'm going to look at this real quick. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be right here at the radio, so I'm gonna look over this real quick. So I'm going to get back with you here momentarily. Yeah, just to let you know, I'm still here. Just combing through this to see what I can do to help you out. This is KE8MWN, statewide one.
My kitchen here, hooking up my laptop.
All right, I got you. Yeah, hopefully here in just a second I'll have you something a little more concrete to go on.
Is somebody on here? I'm seeing signal bars, but I'm not hearing anything.
I think that's normal to see the signal bars occasionally, because the DMR beacons like every 60 seconds, even if the repeater's idle.
And the thing that other guy was talking about, they got a thing called a channel type, and it's like digital. But then there's analog, and there's also A plus D TXA, and then there's D plus A transmit digital.
Yeah, under DMR mode, you're going to want repeater, and then the channel type, you're just going to want D for digital, D's and delta.
Far so good. So I still don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, unless some other setting is checked or whatever, but out of those different settings, though, it definitely should just, you got simplex, repeater, and... I forget what the other one was. There was like, I think it's dual slot or something. So you don't want dual slot or simplex. You know, the DMR mode, definitely repeater, and no talker alias.
It's really frustrating for me. I mean, I see a lot of people are getting rid of their anytones, mainly because of the CPS software. It's just so, even when you know what you're doing, it's just too difficult to do.
Yeah, I believe DMR in general is it's got a lot of settings and options and things like that, so it's definitely not the easiest. I'd say it's probably the most complex digital mode. P25 is certainly much easier, and Fusion's not terribly difficult if you're into that sort of thing, but I like DMR, but I'm a big P25 fan also. Anyway, I'm not sure what else to check right off the top of my head, because I don't even have the CPS on my computer no more. But I've got to get out of here for a little bit, because I got to go help the neighbor do some stuff. But I will be back here in a little while. My call sign again is Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November. Good chatting with you. Wish I could help you a little further. But we'll be back here in a little bit and see how things are going.
Your call sign? I hit my radio in a funny place. Kilo Echo 8, what?
It's Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November. KE8MWN, the name is Ben. Bravo, Echo November.
Okay. I'll look for you later, Ben. Thanks for trying to help. KRE tomorrow.
Yep, good luck on it, and hopefully you get her all squared away. Like I said, I wish I could have helped you a little more before I had to take off, but We'll get it eventually. It's just part of the fun with BMR. It can be a headache at first, and it gets better.
Yeah, okay. I thought I saw something, but it's not something you can change. The bandwidth is fixed at 12.5 kilohertz. Okay. I'll talk to you later, Ben. KREMR, 73.
AMWM will be clear.
KREMR. Kilo Radio 8, Mike Radio, listening.